Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Originally known for her vocals in the massive club hits such as Rapture and At The End, she's now hitting the clubs again, but with her solo single, Fine Art. Hello, Nadia Ali. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
So very much better for speaking to you.
Now, good.
Before we get to talking about what you're up to now, I wanted to talk a bit about your past, if that's okay. You're best known probably for the amazing song Rapture, which was by Io. Could you tell us a little bit about who made up Io or what is Io?
Okay. Well, Io was a dance project that we started because we decided to do a dance song, which was not exactly what we were working on originally, but it just so happened that that song got way more popular than we anticipated. So we needed to come up with a name for that project, which was going to be dance music. So I used to write my lyrics on a Sony Vaio computer at the time. And basically, we were trying to find creative ways to not veer too far away from the Vaio title. We went from Vaio to Io.
Uh-huh.
It's a silly, strange story, but that is the actual story. So,
and talking about strange stories as well, I also heard that Rapture, which was written by yourself, was based on a little incident between you and an unidentified nightclub patron.
You got a lot of inside information. Yeah, Rapture was about this wonderful Australian boy that I met in New York City, and we had a wonderful little, let's say, fairy tale romance. So that was definitely the inspiration behind it. So Australia has a very special place in my heart.
Wow. And so you're obviously, I'm assuming you're still not with him now.
No, he's happily married, and we are happily friends.
Wow. Does he know
that? Sometimes it happens.
Yeah. Does he know that the song's about him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've kept in touch over the years, and he was well aware of the fact and was very supportive to me while we were out in Australia touring. And, yeah, I have definitely had some great times. You know, just being out there and performing the song in Australia was really fun, especially when he was there. So it was a special experience for sure.
Wow. And I also believe that it only took you 30 minutes to write that song.
It did. And you know what? It was 30 minutes well spent.
Yes.
I have to say, sometimes the best things in life happen really quickly.
Because you were at university and you left to become a full-time singer and songwriter. And And then you're probably your most well-known hit only took you 30 minutes. You could have done that in a lunch break.
Yeah, so everybody go... No, I'm not going to say it. I can't even bring myself to say it. Go to stay in school. School is great.
But if you get a spare half hour, try writing a hit song.
Exactly. It might do you some good.
You've had some interesting roles. You used to work for Versace.
Yes, I was. I was 17 years old when I started.
What were you doing at Versace?
I was the happy-go-lucky secretary in the office, and what I used to do was offer myself to sing on anything that I could.
Okay.
So, you know, people in the office knew, it was rumored that I really loved to sing, and one of the women that worked there, she passed on my information to this producer that was looking for a singer, and voila, the rest is history.
Wow. You list your influences as being rock and Indian music.
Yeah, that's a definite great way to sum it up. I'm a huge fan of classic rock. Stevie Nicks is probably one of my favorite artists of all time, and you know, there's people like Bono from U2, and a lot of people have influenced me. Madonna, of course, is an influence, hence wanting to do dance music. And yeah, of course, growing up in an ethnic household, you heard a lot of Indian, Pakistani, Middle Eastern music. So it definitely ends up influencing the rest of your professional life.
Now, talking about your solo career that's coming into effect, I've heard your single Fine Art, and I have an infatuation with your voice. It is just so full of emotion and feeling.
Thank you. Yeah, Fine Print is one of the first songs that I wrote off of the album. So it's kind of exciting to finally have that song out there, just because it's been produced so many times and it's gone through so many changes that it's very satisfying to have what's out there now.
And
definitely.
And I know there's a lot of DJs in Australia remixing the song and having a play with it. What is it like when you release a song and then DJs, you know, you must hear all these different versions of your song? What is that like, being an artist?
Well, Fine Print was remixed by Tidy, which was very exciting because I love what he did with the song. It's always very interesting to get a DJ's interpretation of a song.
Mm.
It's always amazing when someone else puts their little touch on it. And, you know, anytime I hear my music out, I'm always a little taken aback because it is always a really exciting feeling to hear yourself.
Oh, for sure.
It's a strange feeling nonetheless, but it definitely gives me butterflies in my stomach for sure.
And are there any DJs in the world who you'd love to work on one of your songs that haven't yet?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely a big fan of Trent Mueller. I really like his sound because it's very tasteful but understated, I feel. Technically, he's amazing. And I'm definitely, I love so many people's music. Of course, I'd love to work with BT, another wonderful artist, and, you know, people like Moby, great artists.
Actually, Moby and both Trent Mueller, I can imagine your voice going very well with their work. You'd blend really well.
It would be
fun.
Yeah. It would be fun for sure.
Tell us a little bit more about the album. It's not in Australia yet. It's coming out soon. What can we expect from the album?
Well, Embers is a compilation of 4 years of emotion, to say the least. I definitely experimented a lot with my vocal range. I wrote, you know, 50 or 60 different songs, and we narrowed it down to the 13 that are on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a melting pot of the classic rock influences that I have. There's a lot of guitars on the record, a lot of pianos, cellos, violins, you know, you name it, it's there. And it's definitely fun because I got to co-produce most of the album, so you definitely will hear a different side to the productions. And I experimented with, you know, with different meters in the time signatures. There's slow songs, up-tempo songs. So it was definitely fun to have the variety on there.
But I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty emotive kind of album as well.
It definitely is. There's definitely a lot in there. Hopefully it'll be on a movie soundtrack one day. That's the goal. I want to see Brad Pitt and, like, Kate Blanchett in a scene.
And you've just done the whole soundtrack. That sounds perfect.
There, I said it.
Yes. One way we like to get to know our guests a little bit better on the Hump Day Crew is we have a game called 101 Questions. We're not going to ask you all the questions, but I want you to give me a number between 1 and 101.
13. I bet you that's a popular number.
It is, yes. If you were going to have a movie of your life made, who would play you?
I would probably have Aishwarya Rai, who is the biggest Bollywood actress of all time.
Yeah, good choice.
I'd probably have her play me. She'd probably look a little bit better than me in the movie, but that's exactly the point. You want to be remembered as Aishwarya Rai.
That's a very good choice indeed. Give me another number between 1 and 101.
50.
If you could have a superpower, Nadia, what would it be? Yeah.
My superpower would be to read people's minds.
Ah.
I would love to know what's going on in people's head up there. For sure. That would be my superpower.
Would it be selective, or it wouldn't be like that Mel Gibson movie, would it, where he can hear everyone's
mind? Oh, God. It would be selective, because if I had to hear what was going on in everyone's mind, forget it.
Yeah. Living in a big city, that would be a bit of a problem, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yes. And one last question between 1 and 101.
How about 80?
80. Good choice. If you were going to take me on a date, Nadia, where would you take me?
Well, see, I would take you on a date by going to... I love sailing, and I did sail this year. And I have to tell you, it's not as easy as it looks. So if there was any way that I could actually be out on a boat where I could show you some of the stuff that I learned, that would probably be a really nice day.
Well, Nadia, you've impressed a gay man. Well done.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait till we get hold of the album here in Australia. I know it's available now on iTunes, but we're definitely playing to death your single at the moment, which is a good thing.
Thank you so much for having me on your station, seriously.
It's been a great pleasure. And do you plan to come down to Australia anytime soon?
Yes, I am so excited. We are definitely in the works of a really nice extended tour. It's been a little while, so I'm definitely pumped to be out there again.
Beautiful. Well, we'll get you down into the studio maybe and find you another great Australian man to inspire another great song. How's that sound?
I would love that.
Nadia, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today.
Thank you, Adam.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, But I Still Like Guys.
I Still Like Girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.